Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello and welcome once again to another Shocker Volleyball Podcast with head coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers coming off a two-match home weekend in which they defeated Tulane, lost a heartbreaker in five to North Texas, and now stand at 14-8, 6-4 in the conference, heading on a tough road trip to Florida later in the week. Let's maybe start with Friday's match because I thought you played well, but here's a Tulane team, another one of those teams in this conference that had won one game in conference play, one match, but I thought certainly at times looked better than that.
Yeah, and I really feel bad for them. They've just been in and out of lineups. A lot of us have been, but they've been in and out of lineups because of injuries, it seems like. And then they had a girl that I liked from the beginning of the year who's been in and out. They left her in the hotel room. She wasn't feeling well. And then after all that, after losing to us, they sat at Dallas Airport for hours, didn't get into Rice yesterday morning till 2 a.m. and had to play Rice last night. Did take a set off them, but yeah, that's tough. I mean, I've seen it all in my time in college sports. But you alluded that you thought we played well and that they also played well. Statistically, I thought that match with Tulane was a little sloppy. We had two sets there that looked right to me, but we also had a couple that I didn't love. And, you know, it's just been, in regards to that match, it was, you know, just not a lot of people firing on all cylinders. I think I've said it plenty this year about how, you know, for us to beat one of the better teams, we're going to have to get, you know, four girls on the scoreboard. And we've had plenty of matches this year where once people do a good job of dealing with Sydney and Brooklyn, which you saw that again last night in our loss to Texas, you know, where can we find scoring? And, you know, Maddie Wilson had a pretty good performance last night. Emerson, not a lot of volume, but scored pretty well. But, you know, again, I'm sorry, I'm not talking about Tulane. But, you know, it was the same against Tulane. It's like we will play well when we can get, you know, three to four people on the scoreboard and then play adequate defense. That's still been a little bit of a head scratcher to me. We seem to do a lot. We seem to do a good job of opponent hitting percentage. I'd like it to be a little better. But in terms of percentage digs, I just feel like we're leaving, you know, out of 100 swings, I feel like we're leaving five or six digs on the floor. So you might say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, currently we're at 48%, and, you know, 52%, six more digs would sort of put us at the top of the middle third. So we're hanging out at the bottom of the middle third, and I'm just telling you, small volume as that seems, I think that goes a long way in our sport, especially when you're talking about all the 25-23, 25-22 games we found ourselves in.
You know, Brooklyn Leggett's been such a great story coming here from a Division II where she wasn't even playing much and didn't play here her first year, and now certainly is an all-conference candidate. I thought Friday night against Tulane maybe was just at another level, just looked otherworldly almost all night.
Yeah, she's got it in her. You know, it's people choose to play us different ways. Most people are very, very geared into defending Brooklyn and Sydney. It's just what the math would suggest to anybody playing us. You know, and I'm not going to give away any secrets, but, you know, I can tell what I hope she's facing. And Tulane gave us a little bit of that, plus just a good performance from her. You know, and that's going to happen. But, you know, it's like we're getting to the point of the season now where it's pretty obvious. Don't think other coaches don't do the math. And, you know, what are we going to do when people deal with her? And what is she going to do to, you know, to counter what they're doing? It's not like we give up just because they have a game plan for Brooklyn and Sydney. Those two girls have got to learn how to adjust and adapt also, because currently we go as they go. And there's a lot of teams in America that are like that, so it's not the end-all, be-all. But, you know, you've been hearing me talk about this now for more than 2 months of just who can we find on the scoreboard a little more often. And I'm so glad you brought that up about Brooklyn. She has had some great matches currently. If you were to compare all the right-side players in our league, I don't know how she's not at least a second-team all-conference player, but, you know, to the victor go the spoils, so you never really know what you're going to get. It'd be nice if we can finish strong here. But, yeah, it's been a great story. She suffered some personal tragedies in not too far distant past, and for her to be the person she has been and the player, just a great story. I'm glad you mentioned that.
You just mentioned something, too. Is that like the step that not everybody even gets to? You have to be pretty good to even have to deal with this, but what she and Sydney are facing now with people's attention on them is kind of a next step, or even maybe a final step for a college volleyball player to be the hunted, to have to adjust to everybody on the other side game planning to stop you.
Yeah, well, it's going to come to that. I mean, everybody watches video. Everybody sees the numbers. Everybody knows where the ball speed is. I mean, I heard this from a junior college coach years ago. He was a men's player from Brazil. And, you know, I like data. I like studies. I like research projects. And for him to frame it this way, he said, you know, with all of our studies showing that once you can hit downward, it doesn't matter how high you are. It just matters how hard you hit. Now, I know plenty of coaches that would like to see their athletes, you know, up over 10 feet. You know, in volleyball, we're always wondering who can touch 10 feet or higher. But there's a lot to be said for how hard people hit or how hard they don't hit. So when you're preparing for your opponents, you want to know the kids that need to be blocked because they can't be dug at a very high rate. Well, on our team, you've got Maddie Wilson, you've got Sydney Dunning, and you got Brooklyn Leggett that provide the ball speed that forces people to deal with them. And getting Maddie the ball in the middle is just harder because she plays middle and we're asking her to do a lot of quick stuff. So the high balls that we can locate to Sydney in Brooklyn, yeah, those are the ones we think we can get often, but everybody knows that and everybody's prepared for that. So, you know, what is she going to do when they block her this way? What are they going to do when they defend her this way? And, you know, that is the next step. When people learn how to, you know, work their way out of those obstacles, and you feel like you've gone somewhere. So, Mike, I've said it a lot, and it's like there's plenty of kids that can get 3.5 kills a game. But the girls that get 4.5 kills a game, and I'm not talking about the girls that get 15 swings a game. That's just because of volume. But they've learned how to, you know, add more range, learn how to tool the block. They learn how to tip for an extra kill here and there, you know, and that's sort of the evolution. We're trying to set Brooklyn a few different balls. But last night, unfortunately, when she got blocked a couple times in the fifth set, you know, it was more of an example of you know, her not having the range to get herself out of trouble. And she's no different than most of the players in the country. But, you know, if she was to develop a little bit more range under the block, then they'd have to come up with another solution for her. But, you know, that's just what we go through here. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, they know that. They're trying it. We chart their swings for them on a very regular basis. They know where they hit it for kills. They know where they hit it for not scoring. And so do our opponents. So we're just trying to expand their range and power. And, you know, hopefully sooner than later.
And we will continue with Coach Lamb right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with Chris Lamb talking Shocker volleyball, and on Sunday, a match with North Texas, a program that was picked to tie for 11th in the conference this year under a new coach, Dave Fleming, who came from Colorado Mesa and certainly has turned that program around. And I would think that, I don't know, I haven't asked you about this, but I would think there's a little bit of pride factor there for you, having been in Division II yourself, and to see a coach come from Division I and have that kind of success at his first stop this time.
Well, I've known him for a long time. He's been at a few Division I's, you know, assistant at USC. I mean, he certainly knows the drill. You know, but I think he'd be the first one to tell you. He's going to line his players up well and teach them good things. But, you know, it's about the players and the way that he got players in there in April, second round of the portal. It's like same with Tulsa. I mean, it's like, just like that, a few pieces enter the program that are game-changing, and that seems to be the new normal. I mean, when we were shaking hands last night, I mean, he and I are on great terms and known each other for a long, long time, and, you know, I got some pieces. And, you know, there's plenty of schools that have pieces, and they don't do a good enough job with that, in my opinion. Who's to say it's not a year-to-year thing? But, yeah, I just, you know, when you watch them on tape, you're like, hey, these guys are for real. When people get picked in preseason now, you're going based off what was last year. But, I think if you change your bus driver now, Mike, I think things have gotten different. So the fact that rosters are forever changing, in volleyball, the season ends in December. You know, most of us go into the portal now and try to get players, and then – you know, that second round in April, where we weren't really in a position to be able to do anything. A lot of people showed up, and I would have liked to have had my opportunities there. But several teams in our league didn't get better because of the transfer portal. They got better at the transfer portal very, very, very late. And it was just maybe right place at the right time. Maybe other rosters were secure. But they're not really secure. Coaches can make changes now, as we know, all the time. So that to me, I'm not trying to take anything away from, you know, being picked 11th or whatever and what that looks like or sounds like. But, you know, once you sort of saw the players, you're like, well, they're going to be right there in it. I mean, I thought there was two teams this year that could win the league. And then I thought there was, you know, seven or eight of us that could come in first or 10th. I mean, that's just the way it looked to me. And I never once thought North Texas would be even close to 11. So, nor did I think Tulsa would be fifth or wherever they were picked. So, I don't know if that's answering your question, but that's sort of the state of things now in Division I athletics.
One of those new pieces that you mentioned, Lily Croshaw, who only played in four matches at Illinois State last year. Now, is that, when you're out looking in the portal, is that somebody that you knew about beforehand? How do you find those players that maybe didn't show much where they were but have the potential to really help you?
Everybody gets the portal list. Every day a new list of names pop up, you know, and you're just going through the video. Literally every assistant. I have friends that are sharing. It's like you do A through H, I'll do I through, you know, M and someone else does, you know, whatever Q through Z by schools. I mean, everybody's just like, here, so we're not all sifting through every team in the country. People are just like, hey, what do you got? And you're hoping everybody's being honest with each other. And, you know, I think, you know, people are buddying up. But everybody's trying to get a just, and then you send out email. You say, hey, would you be interested? And they either write back or they don't. Well, you know, when you're getting notifications about pretty good players and you'd like to have a shot at them, you know, you're going to have to, with roster limits now, you're going to have to be able to make adjustments in your roster. And with the rev share now or NIL money, you got to be able to spend that money. And do you have the money available when they come up? And I think a lot of people know. Mike, I'm going to say it differently. There are Division I schools now not spending their scholarship allotment in the fall just so they'll have money for them in the spring. Basically, it's like they say in poker. They say take it on the come. You're basically cashing in cards as if you pretty much assured that whatever you get dealt is better than what you have. So people are going to just say let's hold off on a scholarship now. So in the transfer portal in December, we'll get a better kid rather than being committed to someone for a full year. In my generation, it's like how could you feel good about, you know, even thinking about it that way? Take care of the ones you have, but. Man, I mean, I learned that from KU about 4 or 5 years ago. They were calling it retroactive scholarships. I'm like, well, I guess that's the new normal. So to be able to have rev share money or NIL money and be able to spend it not just in December, but to be able to get her done in April, that's a game changer. And I just want to say it this way one more time. You're literally talking about people bringing somebody into December as a transfer and then parting ways with them and taking a better kid in April. It just seems like that's not how you'd want to do business, but it's absolutely how people are doing business.
We will continue with Coach Lamb as we talk about the Sunday match with North Texas right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back with Chris Lamb on our Shocker Volleyball podcast. And boy, a number that jumped out at me. I was preparing for the match with North Texas. An opponent hitting percentage of 160. I don't care who you've played. That's a really low number, and so obviously you went in expecting all the things we talked about earlier, finding ways to score, you know, some versatility. Thought you got off to a really good start finding Maddie Wilson and getting her real involved early in that match.
Yeah, we're a little baffled why we can't get it more often. That's been one of the big mysteries this year, is just why can't we keep Maddie on the scoreboard on a regular basis? We seem to be facing the same defense relative to defending Maddie. It just hasn't been a consistent thing for us. Setting probably has, you know, as much to do with it as anything. You're not going to put it all on Maddie's shoulders. But, yeah, so, you know, when we talk about the match last night with North Texas, I assume that's what you're talking about. You know, yeah, they've been defending well, and they got a couple of littles, liberos, DSs back there playing good D. The setters are playing good D, and they're making you work for points. And you know, that's been the deal. So they defend both pins very, very well. You saw that they were able to keep Sydney, you know, fairly contained, and Brooklyn. And so when, you know, once we're dealing with that, things get tougher in a hurry. But we had a feeling North Texas would be as, you know, as hard to score on as anybody we played in a while. And that's saying something, because we just came back from Rice, and Rice has been the overwhelming defensive leader in the league the last several years. And yet I found that we were holding our own with them there. But last night, from the start, it's like, yeah, ladies, we're falling behind these guys. you know, defensively, and it's noticeable. And you know, blocking has something to do with it also, but they just made a really good effort against us on the floor. And if we do see them again, which I suspect that's very possible, that's one thing we're going to have to gain a little ground on.
You mentioned blocking, and they had a big edge there early, and then as you were coming back, getting back in the match, you really evened up those numbers late.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it didn't go well for us in the fifth. They got a few. But by that time in the match, I mean, both teams sort of knew where everybody was going. We were doing what we were doing. They were doing what they were doing. And, you know, blockers were feeling just a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, that's still part of the defensive effort when they're, you know, their 160 hitting percentage against is, you know, right up there at the top or bottom, depending on which way you want to look at it. They're doing a great job with that. You know, I felt that we would keep pace up with them in regards to the blocking, but I thought that they would run away from us in the digs. Well, it ended up being both teams were, at the end of the match, both teams were at 48% digs each. So we did maintain that, but I would argue that they had a handful more than us of sort of that highlight reel defensive play, kind of a momentum shifter. They still count as one dig, but it looked like they stole a few from us more than they did from them. And I will say this, Mike, we scored more scoreboard points than they did last night. So it's always frustrating. In tennis, we play that way with sets. Volleyball, we play that way with sets. It's always frustrating to out-hit somebody and outscore somebody by way of scoreboard points and lose a match. But they actually earned 1 point per set more than us. And it doesn't get much closer than that. But there you go. And we felt the exact same way coming home from our loss with Villanova and the exact same way with Rice. With Rice, they actually had outscored us by 4 points in 2 hours and 20 minutes, which equates to 1 point every 35 minutes, by the way. And yet that's enough to lose the match. In regards to North Texas, we had outscored them and lost the match just because of sets played and their winning of three sets versus us only winning two. It's a hard way to explain it, but I hope it made sense. That's a tough loss when you've outscored somebody and you lose the match.
In their win at Tulsa on Friday, which also was very impressive, but they kind of dominated serve and pass in that match. Yesterday, neither one of you had many aces or many errors, but I thought it was a match where both teams really served tough, and the final hitting percentages were in a great degree a reflection of not being able to get into system very well.
Yeah, you're right. I thought that I was actually happy with our result at the end in regards to serve and pass. It was just a matter of a couple girls on their team getting hot at the end. Number 12 got hot and 15 got hers. And, you know, we were just sort of, we had that 6-1 lead. And next thing you know, we're tied at six. And you're like, what just happened? Just couldn't, just series of errors and just not as good a quality swings in those out of system situations. And I actually thought we had the edge going into that match in what we call the scramble situation. I don't think they even try to be very aggressive. They give you a few more balls back and they trust their defense. So I would have bet in an out of system or scramble situation advantage Wichita State. But last night that wasn't an advantage. It was pretty even in that regard. Mike, that match just came down to, you know, 16-14 in the fifth. Could have gone either way. I'm sure they had a few head scratches. We certainly had ours. It's just unfortunate we came back on the short end of the stick.
You're listening to Shocker head volleyball coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers with a tough road trip coming up this week, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear. Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit cokecareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHcareers.com.
Back with Chris Lamb on our weekly Shocker Coaches Show podcast. Wichita State this week heads to Florida to take on Florida Atlantic and then South Florida. And it's in that order. You go to Boca Raton first. And South Florida was picked along with Rice from the beginning as one of the favorites in the conference. But FAU's been right up there. And you said there were several teams coming in that you thought could be right in the thick of things. And what about Florida Atlantic? What's impressed you about them?
Well, as of late, Mike, they got this. I have not watched any tape yet. We're just doing the math, but they've got an outside hitter playing for them now that's only 17 sets played, but she's at 46% kills. I mean, that makes her by far the most prolific scorer in our league on the left. Now, it's going to take a while for her to catch up by way of swings, but, I mean, she's hitting over 300 as an outside hitter. We don't have that in our league on the left side. So they've got a girl in the middle doing pretty good, not super busy, but over 50% kills, and then this outside hitter. But what I like about Florida Atlantic just traditionally is they kind of play with a chip on their shoulder. I feel like they think you're coming to take something from them, and I like that attitude. And they always seem to be a little gritty until you can get on top of them. So I expect these guys to come out with over the top energy. Obviously, they got a few players we've got to get ourselves situated with. Tomorrow's practice will be more about us. Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be dialing up more to do with South Florida and Florida Atlantic. But I mean, yeah, we don't have a whole lot we have to talk about with South Florida. They're the most talented team in the league, whether or not they're the best team, because Rice is just so skilled. But yeah, South Florida has just got heavyweights all over the place. And Florida Atlantic's just a grinder team. When I told you earlier on this broadcast that I thought any number of teams could come in 4th through 10th, you know, they're one of them. So it's just a matter of who's going to squeak out a few nail-biters. You know, we've already dropped 2 fifth-gamers in the set, and 2 fifth-game sets in this conference season. Several other schools have, but you just think about how different that is if it's 1-1 or 2-0 the other way. So right now they're up on us. They're 7-3. So yeah, there's some, if we can get this one back, and then, you know, we just make things that much easier for us trying to fight to get into the conference tournament.
And certainly what you've just been talking about, anybody 4th through 10th, and a lot of parity in terms of some pretty good volleyball teams in this conference. And you're right there. I mean, you've certainly shown you can hang right there. So another opportunity this weekend to take on a couple of the best programs in the league and see if you're making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, and, you know, I guarantee you people – you know, they see what we're capable of. So I'm sure South Florida is like, hey, Wichita's coming to town, and here's what they can do. It's just consistency has been our thing. Part of it, yeah, we've been bouncing around some lineups as we've been searching for consistency inside of our lineups. I mean, we've been in the 6-2, Mike, where, you know, one half of the 6-2 has had sets played where it's played better than the other half. We call it row 1 versus row 4. It's just two different halves of the 6-2. But when row 4 goes south, it goes south in a big way. Last night it was at 23% in its assist percentage, which is very, very, very low. Yeah, you don't just name the setter to that, because it's coming by way of assists, and the setters are in charge of most of the assists that happen in volleyball. But you know, when rotation 1 was right in there, even in, you know, even losing a set, rotation 1 was at 37%, but then rotation 4 was all the way down to 23. That's what we've been dealing with is we go into our 6-2, how reliable is the second half? So last night you saw a shift into a 5-1, which makes us a little more steady, but I don't know how high our ceiling can go in that way. I think it doesn't have a low floor, but it doesn't have a high ceiling. And you're always trying to develop your highest ceiling. You're trying to find out how prolific can you be, how dangerous can you be, and then learn how to play that way. I mean, I could give you 100 coaches that would say the exact same thing. Well, here we are at the end of October, and we have not found a way to make that other half of the 6-2 be consistent. And we've been running player through player through that thing, and it's been all over the place. So that's the uphill battle we've had. But last night showed you that the 5-1 could come back and almost won us a match. We almost won three straight sets against North Texas. In fact, I don't think we lost three straight sets. I always think a fifth game, nothing's been proven to me in these games to 15. So that's unfortunate. We came out on the short end of the stick there. But, you know, the 5-1 is going to get a serious look tomorrow in practice.
And certainly no reason to believe, as you've played some of the best teams and now you get a look at South Florida and so forth, that if some of those things start to come around, that you couldn't be right there in the conference tournament again.
Well, that's how I think. I mean, the fact that we've got ourselves to 18 points a game, I've been saying all year we got to get there. Well, as up and down as we've been, we have been able to get to 18 points. Our problem is the number of sets that we allow people to get to 20. Now, people are only averaging 17.5, but I'd like to play the defense where they're averaging 16.5. I just think one of the big head scratches for me this season has been that opponent hitting percentage is higher than I would have guessed, and opponent point scoring is higher than I would have guessed. I just thought basically returning all of our defenders with the addition of Gabby Moss, I just thought this year's defense would be an upgrade from last year, and so far it just hasn't been. That's the thing that's been sort of eating away at me, is we are scoring the requisite amount of points, but we're just not holding people down like I would expect.
All right, Shockers on the road in Florida this week. Florida Atlantic and South Florida Friday and Sunday. We'll be back with another Chris Lamb podcast coaches show next week. Thanks for being with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.